I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's newest legislation presents a serious problem for nonprofits and ministries like Bibles for the World. President John Podaiti says amendments passed last week are being implemented right away. The amendments add to pressure from India's Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or FCRA. This law regulates how nonprofits in India can receive funding from overseas. So pray for believers who rely on foreign support to continue gospel work in India.
Pray that they will come together, support each other, and find other creative, innovative ways to continue their work that God has called them to. We also need to pray for all of those who are in the programs assisted through charitable contribution, especially those sent by international Christian organizations, that they may be strong through this time.
And although the terrorist group Al-Shabaab is based out of Somalia, their attacks continue to bleed into neighboring countries, including Kenya, and it's affecting ministry work. FMI supports local pastors, church planters, and evangelists in Kenya. Their Kenya director, Elijah, says Al-Shabaab activity is driving NGOs and educators away from northern parts of the country.
We have seen mass exodus of teachers coming out and fearing to serve in those specific areas. Most of the teachers are young people. Some of them have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. And when they are in those places, they can be the witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ in those areas. And what we are seeing is discouragement.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.